Well, welcome to our Friday, May 11, 2018, Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board meeting. It is 2 minutes past nine, and I would like to get a roll call, please.
Dr. Wolf?
Present.
Dr. Hunter?
Present.
Ms. Cervantes? Mr. Delgado? Ms. Gray?
Present.
Mr. Johnston?
Yep.
Mr. Young? Thank you.
Next item is Mr. Robertson introductions.
So first of all, good morning to day two here in San Luis Obispo. I'm John Robertson, the executive officer. To my right is Jessica Yar and Stephanie Yu, our counsels for today. To our far right is Michael Thomas, and to my left is the clerk of the board, Tammy Olson, and the section managers, Harvey Packard, Angela Schroeder, Taya Tryon, and Chris Rose are to my left and back in the audience. As is our norm, we're gonna do a few introductions here today, and so I'll call Jennifer Epp forward to start that.
Good morning, Jennifer Epp. So I have an introduction to a student that's actually been here for quite a while, but schedules haven't aligned with introducing her to the board. So this is Kayla Nguyen, and she's actually been with us since 2016, and she's an environmental...
No wonder you look familiar.
She's an environmental engineering student from Cal Poly, and she's a junior. And she started with us as a volunteer, actually, in the site cleanup. And she worked with both Taya and Sarah back in 2016. And then she got a paid position starting in August of 17. And I asked Kayla for an interesting fact about her. And so she has been in the conservation work for quite a while. She started conservation field work at a local and national parks during her senior year in high school. So, oh, wow. And she's currently helping the NPDES and WDR program with keeping track of all of our violations and helping us review all the information that comes in. So welcome.
Thank you. And just for the record, Ms. Olson, please indicate that Ms. Cervantes arrived at 9:05.
So I was handed a note that we're going to do one other introduction, I believe. No? I'm getting the no. Okay. Okay, so also is our norm. We say goodbye to the people who are either retiring or moving on to different assignments. And I'm going to say Jessica Yar will lead off with this. Jessica's been with us 7.5 years, is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you came to join us, you didn't go by the name of Jessica Yar, did you? Thank you, Jessica. It all comes together eventually, right? Jessica Newman. I couldn't remember your maiden name because it's been so long. And it's a weak brain, too. And you weren't married? You had no kids?
Yeah.
And I'm going to recount a story. So Jessica showed up at Watsonville, and we were just arriving, too. And I suggested, Jessica, come on, let's go out to dinner. It was Wednesday before the meeting. She said, nope, I'm going to go have a peaceful night of sleep. This is recent, of course, since the kids came along. Jessica came to us as an attorney, and I would say now you are a trusted counsel. I would say this week was a perfect example of that, of how you go far beyond being an attorney anymore. Now you're a well-trusted counsel. When I need to sound out ideas or we collectively need to consider our path forward as an organization, Jessica's so good at analyzing and beyond the legal analysis into the policy analysis. She's great at doing that, and I'm going to miss that a lot. But I know her phone numbers, all of them, so I can come back to that. Thank you. Thank you for everything, and we'll miss you here. And we have some cards, and I'm not exactly sure where they are right now. You already have them?
Yes.
Okay. Was there something included in the?
I haven't opened them,
okay.
So I don't know.
That's just for you. No sharing of that, whatever that might be. And I'd encourage board members and staff to also offer up some reflections and well wishes for Jessica if you want.
So I haven't known you for 7 years, but I have known you. But I have known you for a couple years, and I've always appreciated your candidness, your ability to really cut to the issues in a clear way, just your overall candor and comportment to the situation. So I've really enjoyed working with you, and it's certainly going to be a loss. But if John has all your numbers, we can pry them loose from him. So thank you for all your service, and I'm looking forward to seeing you excel in your next position.
Likewise, I think we all recognize Jessica came to us and as she pointed out to me yesterday, had followed in the footsteps of two very, very stellar attorneys. And I can imagine what you were thinking as you started your work here. And given the many different challenges that we have gone through together in 7.5 years, which were equal to any situation that had come before. So we're really fortunate that we had your guidance through those very difficult and challenging times. And, you know, the balance in your perspective, I think, helping us to weigh out our possibilities, our negotiations, our way through delicate conversations. And that's been very, very strategic and important to advancing our work and really establishing and maintaining good relationships with our stakeholders. And you've contributed to that mightily. So we really will miss you, but we know that where you're going is probably for you a new chapter, that everything you learned here is probably gonna do you well. And next time I see you, I think you'll be that much more smarter and more wise and all the things that will happen and being in such a big region that you're going to. So we wish you well.
Well, you know, this particular regional board has at times had somewhat of a reputation for charting its own course. And I think that it's not a very easy thing to balance representing us on the one hand and keeping us from putting our foot in it on the other hand. And I think you've done a really good job at that, you know, at knowing when to push, when to listen, and we're gonna miss you. So good luck.
I'll just add to that. I'm originally born and raised in Tulare County, so I know it's an area and a region that has a lot of need, and I just think you're going to be a great asset to the team out there.
Thank you, and Jessica, you know, in my position as chair, we've been communicating every week, you know, so we had our typical 8:30 in the morning Friday call with John, and then if I'd be out of town, it'd be 8 a.m., and then we have done, in fact, a few from international phone calls. So it's been, you know, a very good work relationship. I think, you know, you have also exercised, you know, flexibility and understanding our views, because attorneys tend to be risk-averse, and once in a while, if you want to make progress, you have to dip your waters, hopefully in shallow waters initially, but you know, you have to start somewhere a little bit, what my colleague Mike was alluding to. So there has been a good work relationship. Initially, I was a little miffed that Carl poached you away from us to Region 5, but then when I found out that Ms. Yu was joining us, I thought, well, okay, and there, we do not have to apply retaliatory practices here. So I kind of felt better about it. You know, as you, and then as quick little concluding remarks too, you know, certainly in the Central Valley region, amongst the larger farming community, you have also, you will be able to enjoy some of the vineyards in the area. But if you ever need a reaffirmation of what some of the Region 3 wines taste like, you know, we certainly welcome you to come back and visit us next time you're in the Central Coast. So best to you. Likewise, as John said, I also have your phone number. So let's stay in touch and our best in your next chapter in your career. Thank you.
Thank you all. And it's been wonderful working with you guys and staff for many years. It's really been a great region. And I think there's a reason that so many of the great attorneys in our office have gone through here. And it's just because everyone kind of wants to be here, and it's a great proving ground, and I've certainly learned a lot over the years, and I wasn't expecting to leave so soon and be transitioned, but I'm a very appreciative of the time that I've had here, and I know that you guys will be in very good hands with Stephanie, so I still have one more day to keep you guys in line.
That's a wreck.
We will not disappoint you.
Okay, just closing out this. I thought about doing a resolution, but then I would have, if you would have adopted it, I probably would have petitioned it. So I decided not to do a resolution for Jessica. And she's not retiring. She's just moving to another region.
Yeah. I may come back.
Yeah.
They do. Okay. I'm going to say thank you. Now,
looks like
this is real news. There's no fake news. We don't do fake news. Okay, now the other one. Let's see. Mr. Johnson, you just a minute ago, you said, I think I wrote it down, charting our own course. We have a history for charting our own course in the Central Coast region. The two primary architects for that are sitting in the room right now, I would say, in Roger Briggs and Michael Thomas. At least as far back as I go. I go back 20 years with Michael. We were both staff in a different building over on Hygera, and we joked that we used to pull the late shift because we were always there at 6:30, 7 o'clock at night working on whatever we were working on. Him mostly PG&E, me mostly Avila Beach cleanup, doing whatever the heck we were doing, and we'd talk about not so important things, very important things too. And during that, you know, the subsequent 20 years, we kind of went in different paths, and I became a senior, he became an AEO, and then I became a section manager, and I worked for Michael. I had the good fortune of working for Michael, and Michael is one of the best bosses I've ever had in my career because he inspires. He supports. He doesn't use like negative styles of management that would make me curtail my creativity. And for me, that breeds a really enjoyable workplace, the opportunity to express creativity. And so tip of the hat to Michael. Thank you from a purely personal level in my career arc. I really appreciate all the freedom to express. And then our roles reversed a little bit a couple of years ago. And I know he was contemplating actually leaving a couple of years ago. And I am fortunate personally, again, selfishly, that he decided to stay on for a couple of years and help me transition into this job and get the feel of the job and impart wisdom and patience and things like that. talk me off the ledge when that needed to happen, you know. So again, he was amazingly graceful and loyal, and not in the term that has kind of become fashionable now, but you know, if I were headed down the wrong way, he'd express, "You're headed down the wrong way." And then if we had to go a certain direction, we'd all get in line. He'd get us all in line to go that direction, you know. So that's what I mean by loyalty. Not just bending to my will, but contesting it when it needed to be. He's been a great mentor and sounding board across the years, both when I was a section manager and growing frustrated with the little things we're doing and we weren't addressing the big things. He gave a voice to the big things like nitrate and groundwater, like what we're talking about today and yesterday, for example. He has inspired our ethic of leadership and cultural development, organizational cultural development. You know, being conscious about the culture that we're creating in our organization, and that has been just an eye opener, I think, for those of us who've come along for that ride, and has really enriched, I think, all of our careers too, that we talk about things like that we put our health and welfare first, because that's the springboard off which everything else comes. So. I think I'll leave it at that. I do want to acknowledge that I have a speaker card from a Roger W., and I think he's going to explain what the W means. Briggs, is that right? And he's asked for 45 minutes. Is that right?
Well, that sounds typical from Roger.
Occupation says sailor.
Good morning. I didn't fill out that card. My name is Roger Briggs, and John asked me to come this morning because I had the good fortune of working for quite a long time with Michael, working directly with him. In the last century, going back, the board was going through a bit of a growing spurt, like I understand it is now, with hiring a lot of folks. At the time, a lot of that driver was... We had a new testing program around gas stations and fuel tanks, and by golly, it turns out a lot of them were leaking. So we hired some folks. Unfortunately, here in San Luis Obispo, getting office space was more difficult than hiring new staff. So we hired Michael, and we said, well, you can't actually have an office in the building. This was over on Laurel Lane at Orchid. But we had a trailer that we got from an old construction site, an old trailer. And so we said, here's your office. And actually, he was kind of fortunate. We were kind of jealous because at his desk, he could go like this and open the window. And we couldn't do that. And this was pre-email, so I was just amazed right off the bat that Michael could handle, I don't know, was it 100 cases or something, Michael, or more? 280 cases.
But who's counting?
And it was, like I say, pre-email, so a lot of the communication was person to person, whether it's telephone or in person, and of course written documents. And for every case, you know, there was the owner, multiple owners, consultants, neighbors who were irritated, environmental groups. So every case had this big audience of folks, 280 cases. Michael did such a terrific job that when we had some other big cases that came up, three power plants were coming up for renewal, I said, Michael, why don't you take this? And he jumped into it. Well, we had data about damages to marine resources from once through cooling from the power plants. We collected data and collected data and collected data, and you know, lots of graphs and everything. But a typical regional board would reissue a permit and say, well, let's study it some more. Michael said, we ought to do something about this. How about mitigation of some kind? And we didn't have the onboard skills necessary to know what would be appropriate compensatory mitigation, the scale of it or the type. He had the good sense to hire people who were experts in marine biology, like Greg Calle and Pete Raimondi, and they came in and helped the board come up with a settlement with both the Moss, initially the Moss Landing Power Plant, to use the fish rookery, that is Elkhorn Slough, as a watershed for watershed improvement And I think it was a $7 million settlement with Silberstein up at Elkhorn Slough Foundation. And that was parlayed into $20 or $30 million in terms of conservation and protection efforts in the watershed. We had a similar deal with Diablo, where we actually worked out a settlement that included conserving 2,000 acres of lands around Diablo Canyon. We actually accomplished that settlement with PG&E. Unfortunately, there were some permitting issues with that. But we learned, you know, if you don't try big things and do average things, you're going to have a good batting average. And sometimes you fail when you try to do big things, which is what this region has done. That idea of having mitigation for once-through cooling really set the template for what has happened statewide. And I think you heard yesterday about the idea of compensatory mitigation through fishery enhancement with marine protected areas in compensation for the losses of larvae mortality through once through cooling. That really started with this region, and it started with Michael. Well, at the time he was a line staff doing that work. I had an opening for assistant executive officer, and Michael decided the night before the applications were due. I don't know why you waited so long, Michael. Maybe you can explain that. But I think he was up all night, and he turned in an application, and by golly, he had the best application. And I had a panel that included two folks from the state board, and we all agreed that he was the strongest applicant in terms of interview and application. So I hired him. That was a little unusual because, like I said, he was line staff. Well, I thought things were going pretty well for several months. I don't know how long it was, Michael, but I thought, geez, maybe this idea that my wife and I, Marnie, had talked about of going on sabbatical and sailing off to Mexico, maybe that can actually happen. So after a board meeting in Watsonville, Michael and I were in the car to drive home. We stopped at a gas station in Watsonville, and we were standing out there pumping gas, and I think he was cleaning the windshield. And so I broached the idea with him, what if I take off for a while, for an extended period of time for this trip? And he didn't bat an eye. He said, great. He said, go for it. And then he said, how long? And I said, 6 months. He still didn't bat an eye, and he said, you ought to make it longer. Maybe he wanted to get rid of me. I don't know. I talked to the chair, who was also encouraging, the board was encouraging, and Marty and I took off for 6 months. And we were completely out of touch. I came back, and of course I was interested and curious to know how it was going, and I asked him, how was your first board meeting? And a little background to this question, this was a guy here who, you know, 18 years as EO, 7 years as assistant executive officer, a lot of years as a senior engineer, I never missed a regular board meeting. And so I said, how did that first board meeting go? And Michael being Michael, he said, I canceled it. I said, but he didn't just cancel. He talked to Jeff Young and decided, you know, we don't want to meet for the sake of meeting. It was kind of a weak agenda. Let's not take everybody's time. And so that was the first time a board meeting had been canceled. We, shortly after that, launched into the upgrade of the Ag Order. It was really groundbreaking, not only in the state, but in the nation in terms of our making meaningful headways into regulation of irrigated agriculture. Michael brought bold leadership skills and effectiveness for the staff. He was preaching real accomplishments. I don't want to use the term tangible results because Michael said tangible results so much that he wore out the phrase tangible results. So I don't want to say tangible results. I won't say that. But he talked about accomplishments out in the real world. Now, some folks have vision. Some folks, given a goal, are great strategic thinkers. Some people are creative. Other folks have a get-or-done kind of an attitude. Some folks have perseverance. Some folks have a strong work ethic. Some people have a high emotional intelligence quotient, or EQ. They have self-awareness of themselves. They have awareness of others and their mental models. A few people have two or three of those traits. But it is the rare bird that that has all those traits, and that is Michael Thomas. That was no more evident than with the ag order, where we weren't only reducing discharges and improving the practices of ag, and that continues today, and I know you continue to work on that as you're talking about your next item, but this region, again, went beyond the norm and has gotten into replacement water for folks who were affected. Instead of just saying, well, we're improving the discharge of the groundwater, so in 40 years, you'll be better. That's not good enough. And in this region, I think you've blazed the path with the idea for replacement water. That's largely, if not entirely, for disadvantaged communities, the folks who need it the most, who are least able to afford replacement water. So you folks here, and a lot of you folks back here, don't know what goes on upstairs. And that's not a slam, it's just that you're not up there 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, so you can't know. But for over two decades, Michael Thomas has provided leadership that has lifted all staff. He, as John talked about, he has lifted everyone up and made them better. He's behind this region's greatest accomplishments, and he is a primary reason that this region is exceptional. I thank Michael for all those years of that leadership, and I wish you well in your future endeavors.
Well, that's hard to follow, obviously, particularly since I haven't known you that long. It's been about 2.5 years, but not to frivolously use a water reference, but Stillwater's run deep when it comes to Michael Thomas. So I really appreciate all the composure that you've had, your deep commitment to the organization and the aims, the vision that you've brought, and just the steady hand that you've had. So I will miss you, certainly, and I'm sure the organization will, and wish you the best.
Well, I knew this day was coming, and as we started to contemplate what that would mean for us as board members, relying on the long institutional memory, so many times in preparing for hearings, you've sat in on our briefings and filled us in on decades, years of work and twists and turns and things that really make a difference to understanding the decision before us. And that depth of knowledge and the technical expertise that you have, you're so grounded. As a scientist, you're spectacular, and I have always respected your ability to take really complicated situations, put them into a context that involved people, and helped us to sort through some very, very challenging, difficult decisions using the science, using the policy, using all the tools at our disposal, but always keeping in mind our stakeholders. And that has been just as Roger said, a talent that isn't always something that's available or something that people are able to articulate. I think a lot of people in this room are very passionate about their work, and we really appreciate all of the staff and their dedication to the work that they do. 110%, 120% is what they give. And if you're the inspiration, then, as I've heard from some people who know you really well, that has done us well and reflects a region that has been willing and able to tackle some really amazing problems. I remember when I first came here, and I'm in my 13th year, I think, 14th year, someone told me that the the board binders were about this big, and the meetings were about 4 hours, 5 hours maybe. And they said, and I remember the first meeting I came to was the Monterey stormwater permit, and the binder was this big, and it took almost all day to have one item heard. So a lot of things changed over the time that you've been on board. So leading us through that and helping us to sort through our increasing technical sophistication, ability to sort through very complicated and ecological, holistic kind of perspective. We have counted on that. So thank you, Michael. And I really hope you enjoy, I think you have a good role model over there, someone who's set the pace for what retirement looks like. So I think you have each other's phone numbers. So, you know, if you're twiddling your thumbs figuring out now what to do, I don't know, I've heard it's a tough step away from a job you love, but I'm sure you will find new passions and many things that you will be able to continue to bring all of your spirit and depth of knowledge, everything you've got to offer. I know you'll continue to put that forward in our community because we know you happen to live here, so we're lucky about that. So thank you, Michael.
Well, not everyone's going to miss you. I hear they threw a party last night at PG&E. But, you know, I think that you really have had a laser focus in the 6 years I've been here on the mission of this board in terms of protecting water quality and all of the different things that means. And that's meant a lot. You know, you've certainly pissed some people off along the way, but you have just had a sharp focus on that mission, and it's an important one. It's the reason that we're all here. And it's going to be missed. So good luck, Michael.
I think one of the things that really stood out from some of the words of Mr. Briggs was just how able you are to take on anything and almost everything that gets put in front of you. And I think that what I've observed here when I'm trying to sort of read and gauge the sentiment in the room is that you always seem very grounded and centered in our mission and vision, which a lot of the board has mentioned. And so it has been great to turn to you and sort of see your calm demeanor when there's a lot of shuffling and movement and other expressions in the room. But I think that's nice to see, and I really appreciate all that you've done and your service on the board and also the information that you've been able to provide to us as a board.
So... you know, certainly a lot of appropriate comments were made, and I think that when we look at retirement such as yours, although I consider it to be way too premature, I fall in the category where I feel that retirement is overrated. So don't quite listen to Roger, and you know, because. Do you get seasick? All right, so forget about that sailing concept. But, you know, one way to look at it is, okay, you leave a legacy behind, but I don't think that's the appropriate term because legacy usually means something of the past. But, you know, I think what happens when we have, you know, good people like you who take retirement. Yesterday we had some other examples, or our staff who leave us, is that I think it helps build the institutional strength, you know, of an organization. I like often to refer to, you know, pillars in in an organization, and you're certainly, you know, one of the pillars. But what is very important is the foundational strength of organizations, which gets built up through, you know, efforts over many, many years. It doesn't happen overnight. Some of the things we talked about, you know, have been work taking many, many years to bring to where we are today. So I thank you, you know, you helped bring the institutional strength. And that's not going to go away because you leave. And I say that, you know, as a compliment, not saying, well, you're not going to be this. You know, we get it all under control. But I think that's one of the values. And if I compare and contrast, let's say with you know, with a private sector or the companies, often, you know, the strength of a company should never be one single individual, because if that individual leaves, all of a sudden you see that company collapsing. So the strength of some of the folks is, like yourself, is to bring into the organization good, strong foundations. And that way, when they leave, you know, we still on good grounds, and we have fertile grounds to keep building on. So I want to, you know, share my appreciation. You know, one of the things with you that over time I have seen also is when we would discuss controversial topics, you always had a, I don't think I should use necessarily a poker face, but, you know, you had, just like right now, you know, you had a little smile, and it's like, what is he really thinking? Where, you know, as you noticed, all of us, none of us ever show our emotions, you know, so, but you always had that bit of a calm demeanor, and I think particularly as the assistant executive officer, often in the position you are, because of also separation of duty, that was important, that you don't exhibit what your personal views are, and have to maintain a certain level of neutrality. So that's one of the things that I picked up about you also, that, you know, when Ken Harris left as CEO, I said, okay, and, you know, I'd like you to share with me maybe some observation and areas of improvement that I could make as a chair. So one of them, and I said, don't talk about me working on my accent, because that's not going to change. But he said, well, one thing is that you've got to work on your poker face. I'm like, oops. So, but anyway, my best to you. And, you know, you're a young man, so you have many, many years of more chapters in your life to pursue. As a friendly reminder, there's always the option of consulting work. So, use all that experience that you have acquired over the years, and put it to good use, and including, you know, within the Central Coast, we have a lot of environmental organizations that can, you know, can use volunteers to provide some of these services. Just a little hint. So if you want some recommendation afterward, I'll give you some names. So, Michael, best to you. Thank you.
So, before we give him a chance to speak, we will. There's a couple things I want to bring up. I appreciate, Dr. Wolf, your comment about building institutional capacity. Myself, the section managers, we stand on the shoulders of those who went before, Mr. Briggs and Mr. Thomas, and they on those who went before them. We are in a great position organizationally to go forward, and it's in out of respect and out of the work that they've done. I a little more lighthearted, I wanted to talk about the casual press today. Okay, so I've noticed since Michael daylighted, he's been threatening to retire for probably 25 years, approximately. he finally sent the email at the March board that he was retiring, I noticed the dress just kind of got super casual, to be honest. He just made some strong fashion statements, let's say, or some subdued fashion statements. And you'll notice with Michael that everybody in the room pretty much is wearing jeans today, out of respect for your powerful fashion statement, except for him. Oh, did you not get that email? I knew I left one person out. You are retiring, and we did develop a resolution for you. Mr. Johnson mentioned just a minute ago that Michael had laser focus. He could get to the heart of the issue. And there's a half-joke, half-serious reality that is often discussed in the organization. Michael is great at messaging, at helping us focus our message. And it's kind of like Mark Twain says, I would have written you a shorter letter, but I didn't have the time. Michael makes us take the time to get it smaller and smaller and smaller to the essential, so that you hear something at the appropriate level and appropriate size, and there's not extraneous noise going on. Michael is a master of that, amongst many, many other things that he has superpowers in. So, in deference to that minimalist approach to message, we've kind of reflected that in the resolution. So I'll read it now. Whereas Michael Thomas will retire from state employment on July 1st, 2018, after more than 31 years of dedicated service to the state of California and the Central Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board. Now, a few of the section managers and myself have added some very brief statements. Michael liked to lob grenades. And that is, he liked to shake up the room, you know. He liked to make us think differently, get us off our conventional thought. Michael encouraged staff to take big risks and for even bigger rewards. Michael advised against the use of very serious, exceedingly high, and extremely toxic adjectives. This is reflecting off something Mr. Briggs said. Michael strives to just get her done. That's in quotes, by the way, the get her done. MT always went directly to the heart of the matter. He gave to his coworkers from his heart, and his work was always of substance and mattered in the real world. Michael was an original team member of those who will not be named, generously and heroically supplying ice cream to those in need. Anonymous. We also attached, as you may know, we have MPDS and WDR permits that you regularly adopt. They're standard provisions where all the good stuff is back there, but it's back there in page after page to keep the order simple. We have done the same. So there is an attachment to the resolution with lots of detail. You'll have to dump them. But I want to come back and say thank you, Michael. I want to offer it up to anybody in the staff or audience to express gratitude to. Not forcing anybody, but offering the opportunity to any of you all. If you want to come and provide reflections about your experience with Michael.
So I'd like to go, Pam Olson. I have to say that Michael is awesome. I get a lot of harebrained ideas, and I can always go to him and go, hey, what do you think about, no, and he'd be like, okay, here, go do it. And several times he did that, and that it was just incredible to me to always have someone that supported me and said, or my ideas, especially towards things that we would do as staff. Hey, let's have a party at the Rock today. Okay, make it happen. Or, hey, it's kind of hot today. Why don't you go buy some ice cream? Or just whatever. And I have learned lessons from him as far as, you know, how to be generous and gracious with people, and how to just he leads by example, and I really appreciate that. And what John didn't include in there was that you're my friend, and I'm going to miss you, but I'm glad you're going to go do exciting things and have adventures. So, thank you.
Matt Keeley, Senior Water Resource Control Engineer. When I first started working here, I really did not know who Michael was. When Roger was interviewing for the AEO spot, I sat outside of Roger's office, and I was kind of monitoring the coming and going of the applicants. Most of them were in and out within about an hour. I started to become concerned after about two and a half hours. I don't think he came out of there in less than 3 hours. I thought something's up. And then when the decision came down, just like Michael, it was rather unconventional staff level leap to the AEO. A lot of us were surprised. Some people were upset. For my part, Michael had a very fundamental effect on how I view our agency and the work that I do. John said how Michael has talked him away from the ledge. Michael effectively walked me up to the ledge. He said, "You can fly." Thank you.
A lot of us want to say something right now and come up, but a lot of us know Michael too, and that's why we're not coming up. You're welcome, Michael.
Okay, so I'm going to, in the absence of anybody jumping up, I'm going to pass it back to the board and ask you to adopt a resolution. Acknowledgement of Michael's 31 years of service with the state.
Before passing that resolution, I know that Michael loves to speak publicly, so I think it's only appropriate before a resolution to give his feedback, because he may decide, no, I don't want this resolution, and so forget about it. So, Michael.
I don't actually like speaking in public, but thank you for all those kind words. It has been an honor and a privilege to be a part of this board's mission, this agency's mission, and to work with all of you. I think you have extraordinary people here. I mean, every day, all these people that work in this building, I mean, every day, to do what is seemingly an impossible job. The mission is seemingly impossible. And they show up every day to do it, regardless. And they put everything into it. They're extraordinary people. And you are in good hands. There are a lot of people here who can fly. And thank you. It was an honor for me. And I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Michael. All right, so we have the resolution, which was read, except the fine prints. In the back pages, but
I will move to approve wholeheartedly.
All right, do we have a second?
Second.
And
I think all of us had an opportunity to comment, so I'm not going to ask for a roll call, but I'd like to look at all my colleagues and and all supportive, and I'm sure on behalf of our fellow board members who are not here today, it would be absolutely unanimous. So, Michael, thank you. Enjoy the next chapter. And resolution approved unanimously. Thank you. So, Mr. Robertson.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael, for everything. Michael has great grades.
Since at this time, do you have any additional introduction or recognition items?
I think that'll do.
Okay.